Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have the Plymouth County Register of Deeds, and that is John Buckley. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine. Happy Monday, and thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Happy Monday to you. It feels like last week was about a month ago after the long weekend. It's great. Now, meanwhile, believe it or not, we've made it through the first half of 2024 with real estate sales. And the numbers have been down a little bit, but not a disaster like a lot of people had been predicting. In fact, the price of homes in this area remains high.
Clearly, the price of homes remain very high. There's a very short inventory, and when people are competing for houses, still bidding over asking price in some cases. The average sale price for the year is $600,056,816. However, the average sale price for the month of June was $697,141. So that's what we're seeing in the marketplace.
That's right. Now, when do you expect to see any movement in the real estate market? Is it tied in with the Federal Reserve?
Well, clearly, when the Federal Reserve jointly makes a decision that they want to bring down interest rates, that they're happy with the pace of inflation, the real estate market will pick up gradually, is my assumption and the assumption of everyone I talk to in the real estate community.
I guess people will still need more inventory, though, so I imagine the prices will still remain fairly high. When we talk about the average price, I think a lot of people can't even believe that. It's these prices have really maintained themselves.
It'll take some time before we get to a normal marketplace.
And you know what I want to do? I know foreclosure activity for the first half of 2024. That was pretty good news for consumers in the local communities, too.
Yeah, we had a drop in foreclosure notices from last month. Last month, the foreclosure notices were fairly high, and it was cause for concern, but it dropped right down to our average.
Now, I wanted to ask you another quick question. I love the historic documents that you feature each month. And this one, you know, it's funny, looking through some of the old English language, which it is, it's like you almost need a translator. This has to do with making sure that people didn't get too drunk if you're running a tavern.
Well, just as we have today, government is responsible and has oversight over taverns and bars. In 1646, the colonial court declared that no victualling houses or ordinaries as allowed by the general court, meaning the general court of Plymouth Colony, would allow the owner or anyone within the building to be drunk, suffer himself drunk, or suffer any other person to be drunk, and they would be fined if they allowed that or were drunk themselves.
And I saw that if they couldn't pay the fines, then what happened?
Well, clearly, if they can't pay the fine,
I was thinking they'd probably send them to the stocks, if I can read this correctly.
It's
Swedish.
Right here, if they'll either pay 5 shillings in a fine, or if they can't afford it, they'll be sent to the stocks. And that's in the Book of Laws back in 1646.
My goodness, they were pretty tough on them. Meanwhile, this month, this document is going to be featured on the last Friday of the month from 9 to 3.
Every month, on the last Friday of the month, at our Registry of Deeds office in Plymouth, on the second floor, which is our Plymouth Colony reading and storage room, this document will be displayed from 9 to 3, and that date is Friday, July 26th.
That is terrific. Again, love reading those. That's John Buckley. He's a Plymouth County Register of Deeds. Thanks so much for joining us today.
All right. Thanks for having me on again. Take care, Christine.
Thank you. You too.